across the country, there are so many officials that are elected to various positions of government, whether it be local or state or national as well. And, you know, there's always a question mark in people's minds as to, do they really have our interests at heart? You know, are they truly looking out for the people that have elected them, or are these individuals in places of office doing what's best for them or for various groups who may lobby and, you know, give them certain things, privileges, whatever it might be? And so with humankind, that's often a question. And the reality is that oftentimes men are self-serving, and they do not always do what is best for people in need. And Jesus gives an example of that kind of a situation when he wants us to reflect upon the nature of our Father in heaven versus what we often have to deal with in this life. And so in Luke chapter 18, beginning in verse 1, it says, "Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, get justice for me, for my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect, who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?" Most certainly during these early days, and of course this was written prior to the establishment of the church, but in this general period of time when the church began and when the believers in Christ were starting out and there were trials and tribulations coming upon those early saints of God, these were times when they desperately sought help from above or encouragement from above, strength from within that they could draw from God's Word, because they were facing many different trials. And they were no doubt calling out to God for help, for deliverance, as they were going through suffering. And that's true of God's people today. And at various times in our own lives, though we live in a land of freedom, we might go through experiences, troubles, hardships that cause us to reflect upon our need for God. And we cry out to Him and we seek His aid. Sometimes, because God does not give us an audible response, and we may not feel as if there's anything happening in response to our prayers, we might grow despondent. We might grow discouraged. But the Lord reminds us that He is a God who cares for us. And in this parable, you see the statement at the very beginning that is made, that we, that men, always ought to pray and not lose heart. The prayers were told in Scripture of righteous men, James chapter 5. They're not cast out of the mouth and up into the air for nothing, but they do in fact carry weight with God. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man, James says, avails much. And this is a truth that we need to keep within our hearts and remember when not only we have needs, but when we see there are things we need to be praying for in the world, in our nation, for our military, for struggles within the church, things that are going on individually and locally as a congregation and as a church as a whole. When we see things going on that need our prayers, we ought to remember the power of prayer. And when we feel as if nothing is happening, we need to remember that God does hear the prayers of His saints. Those words matter. And He, according to His own will, in His own time, takes care of and resolves matters according to what is best for His people and for His plan. And as we reflect upon these words here, this this widow is pleading for what? Get justice for me from my adversary. But what is she dealing with? She's dealing with a man who doesn't care about people. But even this man who doesn't care about others, doesn't even fear God, for that to be a motivation for him to do right by people, he is at least, because these people continue to come to him, especially this widow, he is going to do something. Because verse 5, she troubles me. So he says, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Now, if we come to God day after day after day, multiple times within a day, something is weighing on your heart, does God weary of that? Does he get tired of hearing from you? The point is, no, never. Never, ever. God is eager to hear us, desires that we pray. We're told to pray without ceasing. We're told continue in prayer. These are things that we're urged to do. And so here, God, who loves us, who cares for us, who is a father to us, but is also who is a just judge, sees what we are bearing with. And you know, we might not have someone literally in our lives afflicting us that we need justice for, but I guarantee you there is a spiritual enemy that is after us every day. And probably you've been praying prayers throughout your life that God strengthen you, help you overcome, because temptations come. Sometimes you yield, and there is an enemy that is always after you, and God most certainly is going to take vengeance on him in the last day. But in many senses, God is aware of our needs, and he will make all things right. We're told God does care. He will, verse 8, avenge the righteous speedily. The question is raised, however, there at the end of verse 8, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Will we hold on to the hope that we have as Christians? Will we continue to believe and have faith in God and his care, no matter what happens in life, in the world, to us personally, affliction we may have to suffer? Will we hold on to our hope? Will we continue to communicate with our Father who loves us, despite what we may have to go through? Paul had some thorn in the flesh. Three times he pleaded with God to remove it. The response he received was, my grace is sufficient for you. God looked down upon Paul with great favor because this man was living righteously. And if we are living right before God, we may have something we may suffer with all of our lives, but if we're right with God, we're living with hope. And one day, most assuredly, all afflictions will be gone forever, because the promise of eternal life is a promise that we know includes an eternal existence in a place where there's no suffering, where all the things of this life that are negative are gone, and where we have a body that is eternal in nature that doesn't suffer with the kind of burdens that we have here on this earth. As you think about the blessings of being a Christian, one of them is prayer. Keep an active prayer life for yourself, for your family, for the church, for this nation, for the world. Remember, there's one who wants to hear from you every single day, many times a day, who cares about what you say and will answer your prayers according to his will if we pray with faith in our hearts, James chapter 1, no doubting. And if we do that, we know we have what we ask of him, according to his will, as John tells us in 1 John. But as we live this life, this is one of the blessings we have privilege of. If you're not a Christian, though, you can gain access to the privilege of prayer, have your prayers heard by the Father in heaven if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, will turn away from your sin, acknowledge your faith, be baptized so that your sins can be washed away and live faithfully. But sometimes we wander, and if you need to come home, the Lord is ready to receive you tonight as we stand and as we sing.